If all you really need is a little extra money on the side for extras that you might enjoy and things that might bring you joy, is owning a business really for you? Hi, welcome to a conversation here on Business Mindset Mastery. I'm Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership coach. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find out more about me and how to work with me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today we're diving into a familiar listener situation. I think a lot of people who have dabbled in the idea of owning an online business or who have tried a couple of different things as ways of making money online will identify and relate to the question that's being asked today. How do you know if owning a business is really for you or if you should just get a job? It's a tough question, and I don't think the entrepreneurial space allows a lot of room for it. I think the entrepreneurial space sort of leads with this idea like, of course you want to own a business. Doesn't everyone? The reality is making money online and being the boss of a business are two different things. We all want financial freedom. We love the idea of making money while we sleep, but the work that it takes to get there and the level of energy and time and money investment that it sometimes takes to create and build that for yourself, if all you need is a little side cash, do you really want to own a business? And if you say yes, how can you be sure that you're right? That's today's question, so I'm going to read it, and then I'll find you on the other side. Hey, Heather, I've been listening to your podcast for a few months and love the advice you've been giving. It's very direct and very actionable and really has made me think. Here's my background. I moved to France 3 years ago, and prior to that was a successful manager with a good salary. We paid off our mortgage in the UK, and I had become less motivated at work. It had become quite easy, and I felt like I needed a new challenge. My partner's always been a little less ambitious than me, and it had been a long dream that we moved to France where we had a holiday home, so here we are. I joined an estate agency where I was self-employed, but promised there were loads of sales to be made. That never actually materialized, and actually, it doesn't really float my boat as it didn't really intellectually challenge me. So 6 months down the line, I decided that I could become a virtual assistant. I tried lots of things because I was trying to do all the things to all people and never really worked out, which was really frustrating as I knew I could do it. I just needed to find a way of making others believe that I could. I'm still working as a real estate agent, though. It's really quiet. Plus, we now have French kids who come to live at the house during their school holidays, teaching them English. I've worked with a couple of coaches, and what has come out is that I really need to identify my niche and market to my ideal client. I also worked on my mindset and thought I had worked through some of the big stuff. I looked at my strengths and weaknesses and started to niche down, offering online business management, focusing on process improvement and systems implementation stuff. Lately, I've had some online business owners approach me to build membership and learning management systems, and I've got a few of those that are in the pipeline currently. But recently, I keep wondering whether it would just be easier to get a part-time job rather than feeling like I'm always working but getting nowhere. We don't need a lot of additional money as we have the rent from the house in the UK coming in, but it would be nice to be able to have a cash flow to go on a shopping spree, go away for the weekend, and like you, I've become disenchanted with social media but don't have any other way of marketing my services. I don't have sufficient fluency in French yet to be able to sell my business locally. So I've rambled a bit and well a lot, but you did ask for questions. So yes, I did ask for questions, and I'm so glad that you reached out to me, and I'm so glad that you asked, because I do think that I can help you with this. What seems to stick out to me is you identified for yourself that being a manager didn't really float your boat, and you wanted more of a challenge. You didn't identify in your letter that you wanted to be a business owner, that you wanted to be the boss, that you wanted to create a product or a service and solve a person's pain point and put it out to the universe for people to buy it. You never did that part. So because you didn't do that part, you're now in this reactive seat of doing what you think you should versus really getting clear whether or not this is what you want. Because what it sounds like is missing from the story, at each of the things you thought you could try, you didn't try those things as a business owner. You tried those things as something you thought you could do and maybe people would buy. A business owner would approach those ideas with more organization, with more of a strategic marketing plan. This is who I am. This is what I do. This is how I serve. And I am going to put it out there. I am going to force it out there. And I am going to get it in front of eyeballs. And then people can decide whether or not they want it for themselves. Because you haven't done that, because you didn't organize it. And it's like, oh, I thought I could be a VA. I offered VA services, but I wasn't specific enough in what I could do. So nobody bought. I kind of started doing this office business, online business management and learning curriculum thing, and that's kind of working and I'm getting jobs from that. But you never really got clear with yourself if you're making money on the side to fill your life with more joy, with more pleasure, with more freedom. How do you want to be making that money? Not what you think you could do, not what you think people could buy, but how do you want to make that money? Do you want to be a business owner who's responsible for marketing her business and selling her business and putting her business out there? Or do you just want a couple extra dollars? Because I promise you, the people who just want a couple other dollars, extra dollars, they sign up for Uber. They sign up for like to be a barista at Starbucks, or they pick up freelancing gigs on Upwork or something, but they don't make the decision to be the boss, to be like the one holding the bag at the end of the day. Because if you want to own a business, you have to want the responsibility that comes with it and the hard work that comes with it and all of the decisions that you have to make that come with it. And that's what's missing in your letter, the drive and the hustle. And, you know, I've been having this conversation in different circles of my world around success being non-negotiable. And I think a lot of people don't make success non-negotiable. It's like, oh, I'll try this and I'll see if anybody buys. I'll put this out there and I'll see if anybody takes a nibble. But you don't actually spend the time owning and saying, this is really important to me. I want to build a business around this. So I am going to do that. And, you know, it's one of those things where I say, ask me how I know, right? Because the more professional way of representing my own self and my own business is to say, as I do at the start of every show, I am a mindset and leadership coach, or I'm a mindset and performance coach. I kind of switch back and forth in my description talking to people. But basically, it's that professional description for helping business owners get out of their own way and figure out what they do. One of the best ways I do that is with my coaching on demand product. I don't even have it on my website. I don't advertise it. And I talk about it like outside the side of my mouth a little bit in a slightly apologetic way, where I say, yes, people can pay retainer fees with me to be on Voxer with me on a monthly basis so that you get coaching on demand. So you're no scheduled calls, none of that. As you're moving through the day, making decisions, it's a little coach in your pocket, and I've got your back. And because I'm not entirely comfortable putting myself out there to the universe as a coach on demand, because I'm not sure how that's going to be read or if there's going to be interest in that, I don't really tell people. I don't really show up. There's no way I'm going to find out whether or not I actually want to be an on-demand coach, if I want to do that, until I put it out there. Well, which I guess I'm doing now, right? Because I'm talking about it on my podcast. But I have to move through the world as a business owner offering on-demand coaching services, and not just, by the way, with the clients who've already hired me, and not in just casual conversation with people who are coming to know me, but to actually put it out there as an offer, to put my stamp on it and to stand in it proudly. That's what's missing from your letter, that proud assertion that this is what you want. And it may just be the way you wrote your letter, and maybe you were super passionate about all of these ideas. But if you were, what's also missing is the like crushing heartbreak of defeat. If I tried this, it didn't work. I tried this, it didn't work. I did my best and it didn't work. I showed up for myself and I showed up for my business and it didn't work. Those are the things that when you're being the boss is non-negotiable, when owning your own business is non-negotiable, those are the passions that arise. Those are the feelings that arise. And you may just be burnt out and you may have just been downtrodden and because you've tried and it didn't work and you put yourself out there and it wasn't as easy as you thought and you did this and no one understood it, or you put this out and nobody read it. But you got to ask yourself how consistently you showed up, how aggressively and unapologetically ambitious you have been about each of the things you've tried, if you completely gave it your best. And if you have given your best and not gotten the results, you get to ask yourself, do I still want this? If you know you haven't given your best, if you know you haven't been unapologetically ambitious about what you want, and you know you haven't done all the things, then you have to ask yourself, is it because I didn't really want it in the first place? And if you get there, that's okay. That's not a message we hear a lot in the entrepreneur space. Nobody's saying it's okay not to want this. And I wish more people did, because this truly isn't for everybody. And it's okay if it's not for you. It doesn't even mean you're a failure. It means you tried, you put it on for size. I've talked about that in other episodes. And you've said, yeah, it doesn't really fit. It's kind of itchy. It makes my neck crick. I can do this in an easier way. Because then if you like stop fighting the tide or stop fighting pressure that's inconsistent with who you want to be and how you want to move through the world, then you get to get really clear on what kind of like ways you do want to make money, what kind of job you do want to get, what kind of work would light you up, because you can make that side income doing anything, working for any kind of business, picking up any kind of freelance work or consultancy work. So what would you enjoy? If this is so hard, what would be easy? What sounds really good to you right now? And go for that, my friend. Choose that. Walk yourself through it. Walk yourself and make sure you're being honest and that this isn't burnout talking and that this isn't a fear of failure talking or some other mindset wobble talking. But if you're really asking yourself the question and you're really consistently coming up with, I think it would be easier if I made my money a different way, you get to decide how you made that. With your head held high and pride for giving it a shot, trying it on for size and deciding it isn't for you, or doing the gut check, recognizing that you kind of half-assed it, you kind of phoned it in, you didn't really try, but as I asked you these questions, you realized you really freaking wanted it, and you go after it, and you go get them, and you crush it. That's how you do this. It isn't easy. And I know I'm talking with a lot of passion, but I think that your question is so important because so many people are in your predicament where they just kind of thought that they could maybe put out this kind of offer. And then lo and behold, nobody really picked them up on it because lo and behold, they weren't really crystal clear. They wanted to sell it and offer it in the first place. I really appreciate the vulnerability in asking this question. I certainly asked for questions and you came at me with spades. Thank you, thank you, thank you for such a heartfelt question. I really enjoyed answering it. I hope it gives you some direction. I hope it helps you find your path. And anybody who's sitting and listening to this show for a couple of months and in some kind of struggle of your own, find me over at Heather at Choose to Have It All. Send it my way, and I would gladly answer it and offer you my 2 cents. Thank you so much for today. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.